This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with.
Brick by Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
Page 73, if you have your book.
Which chapter?
Definitely. The chapter is in the influence of inspiration.
Chapter 4.
Okay. And it's under the subtitle, Finding Inspiration. And if you have the book, it's the last paragraph, first sentence is all I want to read. Finding Inspiration for You is the subtitle. 73.
Okay.
And it's the for you, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraph, I not only. All right, he's caught up, good. Page 73, last paragraph on that page. Let's read. I not only surround myself with those who inspire me, but I also go places that spark my imagination. Okay? I want to read that again. I'm going to read it just a little more, but that's what I want to focus on for the rest of the night. I not only surround myself with those who inspire me, but I also go places that spark my imagination. Because I work with children, I bought a season pass to Disneyland. On my day off, I would go to the parks to see how they constructed, staged, or edited video. It helped me believe that we could produce something of equal, something of that quality. Just the atmosphere made me feel like I could dream again. At Kids Life at Lakewood, you can see examples of that inspiration in our productions. The aesthetics and feel of the overall program. A reporter from Houston's Channel 11, a Kids Life, got Houston's Channel 11 called Kids Life God's Disneyland. Walking through the parks inspired my thoughts of what could be. Okay, everybody understand that? Okay, so let's do this again. Back, I just want to do that one liner again because this is what I really want to focus on. I wanted to show you the lengths of what he was willing to go through to find inspiration, okay? I not only surround myself with those who inspire me, but also go places to spark my imagination. Let's have an open dialogue for the next maybe 30, 40 minutes about, right, this is leadership class. This is what we're talking about. I've already told you guys what the main point of this class. We've done 2 weeks of it, we've done almost 40 weeks. We've done like 36 weeks of this one subject, leadership. But I finally revealed to you what I've been trying to teach you for the last 30-something weeks. Treat people, good leaders, real leaders, life-changing leaders, multiplying leaders, leaders who bring out far more than anybody else. They treat people far better than people treat them, right? Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
So let's before I get to that, I want all of you to tell me how difficult or easy it has been. Okay? I want to be honest. I want to be open. Okay, don't use names because we're recording. Okay, don't use names. All right, because I want to be able to make this available to the podcast, right? So, but talk how you want to talk. Be as genuine and transparent as you want to be. Because there are hundreds of thousands of people because I'm going to respond to you, they're going to be helped by your struggle or your ease of no struggle. And I've already got the Tempest face going on over there, right? So, Remember, the first week of this particular, when I revealed to you, the big reveal, treat others better than they treat you, right? At least twice as good, right? At least twice as good, okay? Okay, at least twice as good. Here's how that works. Lost my train of thought. I just saw somebody walk in. So basically, I challenged you, treat people better than they treat you. And then I made you guys do a little prayer since you're religious, right? But or if you're not, a thought process or thought concentration, so to speak. And that thought concentration is this simply. Let me be the least offended person on planet Earth. Okay? Now, let's go. Struggles or ease of it. Let's do a little dialogue about how this has been challenging or very easy for you to treat people better than they have treated you. Let's go.
It's been a challenge for me because a part of me wants to resort back to that. Well, da 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 da. Anyway, so, but then a part of me is like, just be nice.
Okay. So it's been a challenge because that old you wants to come up.
Yes. Like the old me want to come up and be like, you. Like, if I get a comment or I get a text message, my initial reaction would be, you know what, I'm just going to ignore this. I mean, I'm not even going to pay you any mind. But then a part of me is like, no, because you already know that's going to add more problems. So just be nice. So when I respond in a nice way that's unexpected, the response back is a calmer response, you know. Or if someone's in my face and it's in, they would normally irritate me, you know, I'm like, make this person the most important thing that you've done today.
Bam, you hit something there. Now, I didn't say that in class. You got that. I must have told you that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've said that in this class. But that is, yeah, right? What would you say biblically? Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Okay, go ahead.
So when I change my thought process, because I go through this whole conversation in my head, okay. I really don't feel like talking to him right now. I just said I'm sleepy. He finna go a mile a minute. Deanna, making the most important thing that you've done today, because if he's talking to you, there's a reason he's talking to you. So I change my whole demeanor and I interactively listen. So in the process of doing that, I feel better. That person gets off their chest what they want to talk about, be it good, bad, or whatever. And then the evening is left relaxed. There's like, I'm not going to bed feeling, crap, I should have talked to him. Crap, he was talking to me for a reason. He don't see me that often anyway. I should have just listened. Like, the entire just vibe changed. So part of it was challenging because the selfish part of me that's only concerned about me was like, just do what you normally do. But then the other part of me was like, no, it's not that hard to be nice.
Okay.
Just be nice.
Okay. Fair enough. Somebody responded to that. No advice. Don't give advice. Respond. Respond to that. Give your own personal struggle. Go ahead.
Okay. So, ever since you told us to pray that prayer, the night I said that prayer, I got offended right after that. Jesus. But, you know, it was hard at first, but because I've been working on my anger, you know, I've been telling myself, hey, you know you're working on this, so you might as well go ahead. You know, be nice. If you don't have anything positive to say, just stay calm, stay silent. And then when you do have something nice to say, go ahead and say it. Some of my children annoy me, and it's been happening like that for years. You get at least one annoying kid every year. But this year I've told myself, okay, hey, I told myself what Deanna said, hey, just listen to the kid talk and then respond back in a pleasant manner. You know, just don't blow them off and be like, oh, okay, cool, you know.
Okay.
But respond to them. And so, like, today I got, like, three letters from kids. Miss Sanders, you are my top favorite teacher. I love math and this and that. So, yeah, it works.
Okay, it does work. Okay. So, I need somebody to write some stuff down for me. Okay, good. Just write these three keywords down. Selfishness, anger, invalidation. Okay? Selfishness came from you, and an anger and invalidation came from you. Okay? Those are the high points, or basically the main points of what you guys were talking about. Come on, keep talking. Everybody's going to say something on this show. Okay? Everybody. Okay? If you missed the question was very simple. How have you struggled, or it's been a breeze walking the park, treating people far better than they treat you? Come on.
I'm going last.
Okay, she says she's going last, so I need one of y'all to jump on the knife.
The thing about this stupid challenge has been
easy. Okay, say it again for me.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I hate every second of this challenge, and okay. I want it over because I feel like I fail like every single day, because every day somebody has come at me the wrong way, and I forgot Jesus, and I went off on them because they deserve for me to go off on them. They got all of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
And I was being very calm.
Okay.
So let's see if we can do this better. Come back. So, what was the key word there?
Deserve.
Ah, there it is, right there. Hate. Write that down. Hate. She caught it. Chris, you go.
Honestly, I really didn't do it because I knew if I put my energy towards it, it wasn't gonna come out. So I just ignored the whole situation.
Okay. So.
Shut up.
Right. So he says, I just didn't do it.
Hey.
I knew it was going to be difficult.
I didn't even challenge myself.
Okay. Didn't even challenge myself.
To be honest, because I'm going to, well, you know you're going to talk to a brick wall. They, what's that old saying? The quack like a duck, the act like
a duck. It's a duck.
Well, right. I knew it's a brick wall. So what? I decided not to even ask him from.
Gotcha. What's the key word there?
Avoid.
I like that. Avoid.
Redirect, rather.
Yeah.
He flat out avoided. That was avoided. Yeah. Okay. Do me a favor, so I can be. We are recording. I want people to hear. Let's go.
Are you not going?
No. Sure. I've mastered this seven.
Well, mentally challenging myself with this. When I wake up in the morning, it's different. It has been a challenge for me, the way I wake up and my response to my thankfulness when I get up and what I choose to put out or how I choose to put something on Facebook positive to channel that energy to others. And normally people that I can let make it with things and work has been a little more challenging for me, because I feel like if the more I don't speak up, the more they're just going to keep on pushing over things. So normally I let them make it, and I won't say nothing, I just do it. But because they've gotten so used to that, and they'll, especially at work, they've gotten so used to it, and they'll be like, well, they don't do anything in the daytime anyway, so I kind of got tired of them saying we don't do anything. And it wasn't in a nasty way, but I was just like, everything that I feel like you're supposed to be doing, well, you are supposed to be doing, I get it out the way so I don't have to hear about it the next day. So I don't want to hear you saying anything about what we don't do in the daytime when I'm doing what you're supposed to be doing, because I don't know what you do at night. I really don't. So that has been a challenge for me, because I have been quiet. I normally just let it slide, but I just feel like if I let it slide another second, they're going to keep on doing the same thing.
Okay.
And so, it's getting overwhelming.
Okay. What's the key word there?
Overwhelming.
All right. Fair enough. Overwhelmed. Right. She's overwhelmed. I've had enough. Right? Did y'all hear that in there? Mm-hmm. Is that enough? Okay. So let's now, what are we talking about? We're talking about real leaders, exceptional leaders. Leaders who multiply. There's a great book called Multipliers. Leaders who take organizations and make exceptional changes to them, and to which this organization or person lifts to a higher level, whatever that is. Whether the goal is income, whether the goal is outcome, whatever that may be. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Okay, good. Come on in. Come on in. Let's grab her. Let's sit her right here. So good. But I'm going to ask this question here as well. Okay? So the question is, how have we struggled, okay, with this whole treating people better? Okay? I want to open up this one as far as the dialogue goes. Got it? How have we struggled treating people better? We've got some good keywords we're about to open up to. Okay? So, Ms. Shannon, how have you struggled?
I'm not ready.
You're not. Okay, well, so that's a bit of a struggle, right? Okay, so what about, okay, here we got the struggle, right? So you were saying the first one there is selfish?
Selfish. All
right. Why is it easier? Did anybody have ease with treating people better? Anybody here? Okay. Why is it easier to be selfish about not treating people better than they treat you? Anybody can answer.
Because you don't have to worry about them.
Fair enough. You don't have to worry about them. Anything else?
You make you your priority.
Yeah.
Okay. Make you your priority. I mean, all these are right. There's really no wrong answer. Why is it easier? So we want to treat people far better than they treat us. Okay, that's what we want to do. Why is it easier to be selfish instead of treat people far better? You know what I'm saying?
Because treating somebody better than you, when they treat you, is always
right.
It's gonna be a challenge in itself, because it can be, you can always feel like that other person don't deserve anything positive back.
Okay.
Especially if they give them out mental negativity.
Right. Does anybody in here follow? Go ahead. You had something. Go.
So I was just thinking, I can't think of the word right now, but Tempest may not treat me, but, you know.
That's good. That's
you know,
good.
So I can't depend on how she's going to treat
right.
me.
Self-preservation.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. So we're, Shannon, we're recording, so don't say, you can say you guys' names, because it's just first names. But when we're talking, don't like say names and your jobs and stuff, right? So, selfish. Does anybody here enjoy to follow selfish leaders?
No.
Okay. What's the next word we got?
Anger.
Why is it easy to get angry? When people mistreat you. Not that. That's easy. Here's the hard part. Why is it easy to get angry when you're forced to treat people better than they're treating you? That's a whole different question.
The trick is up here, the fight or flight.
Okay, fight or flight. So let's call that instinct. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's call that because fight or flight is good, which is an instinctive action. So when someone is mistreating you, your instincts say what?
React off impulse.
Okay? Tip for tat. Right? All these are fair. And remember, way earlier in this class, I taught you all to pause and then react, right? Which is this is difficult. This isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Is that fair? Mm-hmm. Right. Pause and then react. However, let's just go back with instinct. Okay. So you're being mistreated. Why is it easier to do your natural instinctive action? Talk a lot.
That's because that's what flows out of you.
Okay.
Easy to go with the way than go against the way.
Okay, and you're saying because it's natural, it's instinctive. This is me.
A lot of times it's shut the other person down.
Okay.
Because you responded the same way, and they didn't expect it, or they didn't know what to expect.
Okay. Fair enough. Absolutely fair. This what was that key word? Lost it. Was it
anger? The one after
anger. Okay. Anger. Okay. Right? So, does anybody here follow an angry leader? Well, enjoy, because we all follow, right? People aren't perfect. But please listen, this isn't about perfection.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about a standard of perfection. Like somebody, you can have a good leader that gets on you and does something, gets on your nerves about it, but still is a good leader to you. You know what I'm saying? All right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This isn't about perfection. Nobody's perfect. Now we should strive to be that, but this isn't being a good leader or you thinking I'm a perfect person doesn't have to make me perfect. You're saying with all of my flaws, in comparison to whomever I know, you're perfect. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Now, to love someone perfectly doesn't mean you do everything right every time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But when you know you're wrong, you immediately try to fix that situation. You may not always see it, and it may not always be immediately, but the moment you see it, you immediately change your tune. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, not arguing perfection here. We're just saying, the first thing we're talking about was selfish. Nobody follows a selfish leader. Does anybody enjoy to follow an angry leader? Why?
It puts you in a bad mood.
Okay, let's go further than that. It puts you in a bad mood, sure. What are the consequences of following an angry leader?
You're going to end up not following.
Okay, that's another consequence. You're going to end up not following.
An angry person.
Okay, that's a good one. You're going to become an angry person. That's a real good one. Let's go further. What happens to the organization?
You follow that.
Absolutely. Right. Who in here enjoys good customer service? Who in here spends more money than what is normal because you don't mind paying at this place because they have great customer service?
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying not to mention, but I can though. I can. When I'm not. Like who? I don't want to talk bad about any companies. Metro say, yeah, he's got it, right? He say, yeah. Like, here's the deal. Have you, like, let's go with convenience, like super convenience stores, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying names, right? Some of them are lower in prices than others, while some of them are a bit more expensive, but there's a register open on every lane. And they're standing up front saying, can I please help you? I'm looking forward to checking you out and making your experience here very nice.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever shopped at a place like that?
Yeah.
Do you prefer to shop there?
Yeah.
What happens if that organization becomes having angry customer service? Now, watch. Yeah, right. You might as well go back to the place with lower prices, right? If I'm going to deal with this, I might as well go to the place with lower prices. So if that's the case, what happens to the place with the more expensive prices?
They lose business.
They lose business. And if you lose business, if you lose money, what are you also losing? What happens to the employees if you?
Oh yeah.
Oh the.
You gotta fire.
Look, absolutely. You have to let go employees. You gotta cut your losses. Gotta let go employees. So who's going to stay when all employees are leaving? What type of person normally stays at a company?
The loyal people.
Okay, they're loyal, or are they? Are they loyal? Are they loyal to the organization, or are they loyal to something else?
Loyal to their paycheck.
Okay, loyal to the paycheck. They can be loyal to the, you have some loyal people, loyal to the paycheck. But these people who have to be there don't necessarily. Have you ever met someone that has to be at work?
No. Yeah.
You don't necessarily get treated well by that person if they have. Can I help you? Does that make sense? Okay. But someone who enjoys to be at work, even though they have to be there, you don't want to walk into an organization and feel like I'm talking to someone who feels like they have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather talk to someone that feels like I'm the greatest thing that happened to them all day long, right? You kind of mentioned that earlier. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So nobody here follows or enjoys, to follow an angry leader.
Mm-hmm.
You follow an angry leader, bottom line, you lose that organization. You start losing money in the organization, you start losing people in the organization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, we've got two things discovered thus far. When you don't treat people better than they treat you, one of the reasons that you guys name is selfishness and no one follows a selfish leader, and I can say, how does, what are the consequences of following a selfish leader? And we can have a whole different 30-minute conversation, right? And we just said anger. So we got selfish and anger. What's next?
Invalidation.
And you brought this up, okay? You brought this up, and that was in the fourth book in which we did in this class. Right? Remember the invalidation. Remember that. I got it. Don't worry about it. I've got it together. Don't, you know, like sometimes people just want to be heard. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And if you're not a listener, you're not a leader. Yes. Right? I just had you guys on the conference call yesterday and was absolutely talking about that. Right? You're not a listener. In fact, all of these four was on that conference call, even though I gave her a hard time about it. Right? All of these four on that conference call. So here's the deal. Let's talk about this invalidation. Does anybody follow a leader that totally invalidates you all the time? No. This time I didn't ask if you enjoy. I asked, does anybody follow a leader?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Does anybody follow a leader that does this here? What does it make me feel like? No names, no organization names.
Belittle.
Okay. Okay, sure would. Okay. Belittle. Okay. What else?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Devalue.
Okay. Depreciation. Okay. What? So if everybody in the company or everybody in the organization or you feel like your value is being lowered every second you're there, how does that feel? What happens to that organization? Two questions.
The structure falls apart.
Okay. The structure falls apart. What else?
The motivation inside.
Okay, you work for me. I devalue you. Now, I'm not talking about teasing. I'm not talking about abrasive personality, because I have a pretty abrasive personality, if you know me, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about literally, I devalue you. Okay? You come in late, and I publicly embarrass you about it. We've seen that, right? Make sense? You've seen that. I talk behind your back. Another way. Well, I just let's see if it's just went, oh my God. Just woo! Right? She just went nerve. Go ahead. Hey, so these are different ways to devalue people. Is this a good leader? Am I a good leader?
No.
Will you follow me?
No.
Now you have no choice but to follow me because I give you a paycheck.
Yeah, you got my paycheck.
But here's the deal, right? This, remember, we discussed this far earlier in this class, this positional leadership, mm-hmm. right? Or positional influence, and then actual influence that comes from the actual person, okay? We say in the Army this way, respect the rank, not the person, if you don't like that person, right? Because people have died for that rank. Good advice. But you shouldn't be forced to only respect my rank. Does that make sense? I shouldn't only force you to respect my rank. You should respect my rank, because that's just a decent thing to do. Does that make sense? But that shouldn't be your only option. Does that make sense? Like, that should not be, I shouldn't put you in a position where that's your only option. Yeah, let's do that. Make sense? Okay, give me the next word.
Hate.
Oh man, I don't even have to let's just talk about that one. I don't even got to say nothing. Talk about hate. Anybody?
Strong word.
Yes.
It is a strong. It's a strong word.
You meant
it. Okay. Oh, that's right. The word did come from you. Okay. Okay.
I think
you should have meant it. So I'm not sure if I explained what we were doing. Just in case you came away, I can't remember. Basically, we're saying, how have you struggled with this whole treating people nicely thing, far better than what they treat you. And everybody said that, everybody universally said you've been struggling, and I let everybody tell their story, and I took a key word from that story, and hate now comes up, okay? That's I can't remember if you had a chance to know what we talked about, right? Or if you, I can't remember who may have struggled with it, but if you don't know what we're actually talking about, that's it, okay? So, hate. Come on, there's too much to talk about with hate. That's why I don't even need to preface that.
Like when you hate it, you just don't want to have it. You don't want to have anything to do with it.
Okay, listen to me. Let me do it this way. And then you're absolutely right. So you prompted me to say this. You work for me again, and you hate me.
Oh,
I don't want to work for you.
Okay, I don't want to work for you. Anything else?
No, bye.
Bye. Wait, who's quitting?
I
Oh, I got to go.
Okay. Or if you can't quit yet, who's looking for another job so you can't quit? Yep. Are you going to give me a 2-week notice?
No.
Are you going to wait?
Because I don't plan on coming back.
No.
I don't plan on coming back.
Who's going to wait to come back?
Look, over the podcast, that was, y'all couldn't see it. That was universal. The room immediately turned on me. What? I am not giving you a 2-week notice. But listen.
Because there are leaders that listen to this podcast, and I'm glad I'm opening this up so we can do this here. You, like, all of you are leading in some capacity. There are people who are working for you or leading, or you're leading them, or they're following you, and they feel the same way. But you don't behave in that manner. They are getting ready to quit on you right now and have no intention to let you know, and your organization is about to struggle for the same reason you feel so passionately about this right now. Mm-hmm. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know a few people, well, let me not do that, okay? Right, right, you understand what I'm saying? Everybody get it? So hate is a big deal. Now that said, now I said that you hate me. What if I hate you?
You gonna make my job. Ooh, yes.
Now watch this here. Because this is what some leaders do, and this is what this was. What if I hate you, but I pretend that I like you?
Lord Jesus.
Okay, now watch this here. Watch this here. Now I have to open up for the discussion. Are you fooled?
No.
Okay.
You are not fooled.
Open that up. Open it up. I think I'm fooling you.
No. You can tell when somebody's being genuine.
Go ahead. Come on, open it up.
You can tell when someone genuinely enjoys working with you, working for you. You can genuinely tell. Mm-hmm. So if, cause like, I've been in a situation, like I sat across from the woman, and I know she, like, as a person, I could see myself chilling with her, but to work for her, I hated working for her, and I could tell she had an issue with me. It popped up, it continuously came up, and no, I didn't get my 2 weeks.
She volunteered that information. I didn't ask that one. And no, I didn't give my 2 weeks.
I say I'm sorry, but I got an opportunity. And they need me to start immediately.
Now watch this here. Did they deserve it?
No.
But they put that self in a situation so you did it. Fair enough. No, I'm not judging.
I just
want
to continue working in a position where I was uncomfortable.
Okay, fair enough. Let's open it up. Does anybody here feel like you have to work in a terrible environment, like I hate you and I'm lying about it?
It happens every day,
and we're going to get to that. We're definitely going to get to that. But you have no idea what I'm leading somewhere. That's why I have these keywords come down. Right? I'm leading somewhere. But this happens every day. This happens every day. Is anybody in here fooled? I don't like you. Mm-hmm. But I smile on your face. Yeah. Is anybody in here fooled by that?
No.
And you said, you can tell when you're genuine. Listen, I want to stay there.
But when they hate you, they're trying to secretly get other people just like
that. Thank you. Okay, repeat that one more time and then talk, and somebody respond.
If they hate you, they'll secretly and sneakily.
You know what? It works. You made it work.
It'll be an Urban Dictionary next year. But they'll try to get other people to dislike you for whatever reason they don't.
You're
right.
Wow.
You're right. Because if I'm going to quit.
And they're going to try to make that reason be your reason too.
Oh, man, that's good.
I guess because I work with one.
So she said, look, you're not even, that's not even a hypothesis. You speaking facts right now. You
try to pump you from information and turn around.
This is getting good. Now, old folks said this way, beware the dog that bring the bone, right? Which means if they brought the bone to you, they can't wait to bring your bone to somebody else. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. But here's the deal. So we got pumping for information. We got trying to turn other people to get you to another. And I really like using a bunch of old folks saying, trying to buy a jury. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to crucify you. I'm getting ready to condemn you as guilty,
But I want to pick my jury first. I'm going to turn your friends against you so we can all say guilty. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Leaders do this. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You see that passion? You know, watch this. Go ahead, talk. Talk.
I get the same place I didn't get my 2-week notice to. That's what I was dealing with, and that's why I left.
That's why you left.
Same place. When I get put in a room and you grilling me, and I'm telling you what it is, and you still grilling me because I'm not saying what you want me to say about a specific person, I can't work with you.
Okay, watch this. So let me open up. Let me read real quick while we're here today, because I'm getting ready to tie it all in. Let's read. I'm just gonna read the one sentence. I'm just going to read the one sentence. I not only surround myself with those who inspire me, but I also go places that spark my imagination. Okay? And remember, the guy was talking about how he went to Disneyland. Yeah, the guy was talking about how he went to Disneyland and took some inspiration. Now, this is all going to tie in together, but let's keep talking about things like this, okay? All right, so we got the hate thing. Try to buy a jury. Leaders do this here, and all of you know leaders who do this here, but I want you to understand that you're possibly doing this to somebody in your life right now, and the same power and passion that you have against it, someone feels the same way about you. Yes, like that's what I want to get you to, and we do it a lot in our relationships. We do it a lot in our relationships. We correct people more than we lift them. We pull people down more than we lift them because we tend to date to the level of our self-esteem. And so when people start getting better and we don't get better, then we pull them back down so we can feel comfortable still being with them. Right. If I was preaching, I'd say, I wish I had somebody right there. Okay? Okay? Right? You get what I'm saying? Like, we'll let you go up. But then if you go up past our comfort zone, and now that you're up and I'm not comfortable with your upness, I'll pull you down until I'm up above you. Mm-hmm. And if we do that in intimate relationships, we'll also do that in professional relationships. After all, I'm not sleeping with you, so I'm going to do you far worse. Does that make sense? All right, give me the next word.
Avoid.
Man, you gave this one. Okay, so the question was, so check this out. So I think Bo. Oh no, you was here. So you was here. Yeah. So check this out. If you came in, I asked the question. Listen. So how did you feel about the whole treating people other better than you? And everybody gave you a word. And Chris was like, to be honest with you, I ain't even do it. I ain't even do it. And then you say, why didn't you do it? Because I just knew I was going to fail. I didn't even bother. And so that's great. Like, that's awesome. And the reason is, it's not awesome that he did it. it's not awesome that he did it. Look, she was like, awesome, but good. Because I'm going to start that path right now. Yeah. No, it's awesome that was revealed because we do that. Mm-hmm. We do that. Like, So the person that I'm pointing at right now, because I don't want to say the name because this is something that was transparent, right there, the person I'm pointing at right now. I'm pointing at you, man, you. The person I'm pointing at right now wisely said, so I didn't want to put, because I'm about to say something transparent, I'm going to put it on here. Wisely said a long time ago, well, I just avoid myself by helping other people so I never have to deal with myself. It's like, it has to be one of the top three most powerful things said in this class, because she recognized, that's why I didn't want to put, the name out there, right? She recognizes that she always avoids what she needs to do with herself to get to the next level, because it's just easier. Now, here's what I want to bring about avoidance. Is it actually easier?
Yes.
Okay, you say yes. Go ahead. I'm not going to disagree.
It's easy because you don't have to deal with the situation. Let the situation handle itself.
Okay, fair enough.
Whether it turned out good or not, you just refuse to be bothered by the situation.
Okay, now we're gonna be coming back to that.
I'll agree to disagree.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going to see.
I'm going to say no.
Go ahead.
The more you avoid it, the more it builds up. And the more you let it build up and build up and build up, it becomes explosive.
Ah, okay. That's definitely. Now, Shannon, I saw you do your head. Did you have something to say on this? Because you normally. Okay, no, that's fine. Not true. Right, but I just thought you had something powerful to say. Did you? Because I saw you. Somebody over here.
Still in the hate mode.
Okay, right. So we got yes and we have no. So you cheat on a test because you avoid studying. Does it take more energy to cheat than it did to study?
Yeah.
Why?
Nothing gets.
Yeah, look around.
Okay, look around. That's what I was looking for, right?
It's too much effort.
It's far too much effort to not do the right thing.
It's the same energy. You're saying you use to cheat. It's the same
thing
you use to study.
Okay.
It takes energy to do both.
Yeah, cheater.
Okay, now watch it
up. It takes energy to do both. So either way, you're going to spend energy doing something.
I'm not going to disagree. I'm not here to disagree with you, right? But here's the deal. Well, at least not on that. Because I don't want to disagree with you or invalidate you because people feel that way and people on this podcast feel that way and people in this room feel that way. But I do want to hold the conversation because there's something powerful in what you're saying there. Because you're missing something. And you're missing the harvest of your avoidance. So you're right. It is easy while you're doing it in some respects. But you still have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And that's what you have yet to bring that part up. Mm-hmm. But before we open it up, I want to go ahead, please. Push this down there Just don't say.
Okay. Just to shed some light on the things that we're talking about right now, as far as the same energy for cheating and studying. I have 3 degrees. I have bachelor's and 2 master's degrees. And recently, I helped someone else attain a degree, and I experienced more anxiety and just emotions that I didn't ever experience when I was getting my own. Now, I'm not saying that helping someone else with their degree was cheating, but it wasn't, you know, it was an emotion that I had never experienced when I was doing my own work and my own degree. But helping someone else do theirs was just like, so it's not the same energy because of the anxiety of opposing what is truly your inner person.
Yeah, right.
Because cheating goes against what we morally, most of us morally and even spiritually kind of believe in. And so that presents an anxiety that we don't always acknowledge until we get to the point where we're about to explode because it's built up and built up because we've avoided that feeling for so long. But it's anything, infidelity, anything like that, eventually it builds up because of the anxiety that goes into the stepping up and looking over.
Right.
That takes energy.
Right.
You know, energy that studying doesn't take. Much more energy is involved in stepping up and looking over than just opening a book and using your own brain.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anybody want to comment on that? That's right. There's and she's right, because I was actually right there at the same time, right? But that's powerful. Like, yes, please.
When she was saying the infidelity, when y'all talking about this cheating for energy that actually studying, I went to the whole cheating on somebody.
Uh-huh.
If I got a problem with you and we in a relationship, and rather than just talk to you about it, I'm gonna go to him because he gonna do what you don't do.
Right.
That take more energy and effort, because that's what she was saying. It's not morally your I don't want to say character, but your nature. So in it, eventually, I'm gonna feel bad about it.
It's feeling like a temporary void.
Right.
Yeah, it's a void. Okay. So this is that's why I said it's awesome that he brought this up.
Right.
That's why I said it's awesome that he brought this up.
I understand that we all like we have a this unconscious choice, or it's free. We have right to free to choose, but. What it is, we don't have the right to free to consequences,
because
it can happen to anything that we choose to do. There's consequences for it.
Right.
So I understand, I respect that. It's just some essence I just choose to avoid because I know if I go down that road, I'm going to have a bad consequence. So I choose to avoid it because there's nothing good to come out of it.
So you're saying there's nothing good coming out of treating people better than they treat you?
Not just certain people, I would put it like that. Because if 2 plus 2 is 4, and 3 plus 1 is 4, and 0 plus 4 is 4, I went through too many areas to get them to change.
Which way you want to get to 4?
Yeah, and it still come out the 4. So I choose not to come out the... I choose to come at you. I went all 3 roads.
No,
you still come out the same. What you else I can do?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Do you ever not feel that there's a pro and con to everything?
Huh?
Do you ever not feel that there's a pro and con to everything?
Oh yeah, that's a pro and con to everything.
Well, listen.
No, I wanna see the good because I know that person just got good. But it's to the point to where I'm trying to take care of what God needs to do.
This is completely. Hold on. Let's not shoot this down. Let's definitely not shoot this down because he's on to something here, and this is good. Let's see if we can get to the heart of what you're saying. I'm gonna treat you better. I have a desire to treat you far better than you treat me. You let me know when I'm wrong. But I know that no matter what I do, it's not going to change you or the situation.
Right.
Fair enough?
Fair
is that okay? Okay. Now, you're not saying it's impossible. It's not impossible. Anything's possible.
Right.
You aren't possible, right? Like, you're the problem. Is that fair? Like, you're not saying it's impossible, but you completely do not want to change. Not you, but you that you're talking about.
Whoever. I believe I'm not the one that can make that change.
Exactly. And so since this person has decided not to change, no sense in you trying to make 4 equal something that I know is going to come back to 4 anyway.
Right.
Okay, good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. Did anybody catch that? Like he's saying, right? It's some battles are useless. He's saying, I'm not going to get into a battle I know I'm going to lose. This is fair. There's nothing. This is fair. This is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong about that. But I want to bring up a few. Well, it's just 2 things. For one, we don't get to choose. We don't get to be the fake positive person. Okay. And so you don't get to be positive, but only positive to whom you want to be positive to, or to whom you want to be positive. I didn't have, I already said the preposition right. So you don't get to choose who you want to be positive to. No, I'm not, because I'm on your side right now, okay? So I'm not, I'm saying the negative part first. Although, at the end, I'm not going to be on your side. Just know that much, right? just know that much, right? Because there's an expectation of a good leader. And then there's a harvest that comes from everything, and we don't want to do that. However, you bring up a very good point. You bring up there's a solution to your problem, but we're going to get there. But before we get to the solution, I don't want to invalidate you because you are on to something. Who in here deals with people that just flat out just won't change? Just no matter what you've done thus far in this season, they just, no matter how well you treat them, they are still bad for you.
They won't change that attitude.
Here's the problem.
The same thing.
Yeah, the problem is, if you won't, or you're pretending to not want, it's still the same seed going into the ground. I either can't change at this moment in time because I don't have the maturity, but here's a bad seed, or I'm pretending that I'm bad, but I don't care. In order to fool you, I'm going to plant this bad seed anyway. You find this in people who want to, let's see if we can go a little street here. You find this in people who want you to believe that they're crazy, okay? So crazy people, that's why I said, let's go to the street here, right? Yeah. I'm on it. Crazy people, they're the last people to know that they're crazy. Let me just tell you, when you genuinely don't know that you're doing something, you're the last one to find out. Like, if you have a mental instability, you're the last one to find out. Sometimes you don't ever find out. But if you literally, maybe it's not a mental instability, maybe it's, you don't know you have this character flaw. You find out sometime when it's far too late. Everybody kept telling you, right, et cetera, et cetera. However, those people are genuinely, they just can't change, at least at that moment in time. They're not dangerous. or not as dangerous as the other type of people. The other type of people are the people who are too afraid to do anything, so they'll do anything possible to prove to you how crazy they are. Mm-hmm. These are the most dangerous people, okay? They're not, remember I said let's go street here, okay? Because I really want this to hit home for you. They're not brave at all, and they can't fight. You know, so like I said, let's go street, right? They're scared. They can't fight. But they always talk really loud, and they're always ready to fight you at an instance. Okay. But since they're truly scared, they won't fight. They'll pull out a gun and shoot you in your whole life. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Because now that they have to do it, in order to prove to you how crazy they are, they go overboard. We know, now let's take it out the street and let's put this into non-death situations. You work with people like this right now. You work with people that are too insecure, too scary to actually face themselves. So they go all out their way to prove how whatever it is, how negative they can actually be. So they're the ones emailing your boss bad emails about you, or worse, they're the ones emailing you. Look, these are the kind of people that will email you, push your buttons on purpose, and then blind copy your boss so you can't see it. You think the conversation between you and them, but you get what I'm saying? These are the people. So we work with these people. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Some people just won't change. However, here's what actually, let's answer that in the next section. Let's do that. So we'll go ahead.
I love that. That's why I also shoot you, boy.
Okay,
because I could be the one that put in that person.
Yeah, that's so exactly.
It's better off just to avoid the situation. Yes. Because whatever we're going to do, it's going to turn out to be negative. So I'd rather pull myself out.
Fair enough. We're going to answer that question in the next section. So great job. Why don't y'all clap for yourselves? There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great, amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.